We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Eric, you missed us. We're back.
This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
It's 8:32. Welcome to Overtime on the Voice of St. Louis. I'm Debbie Monterey, and welcoming into Studio B, Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show.
Good morning.
And Brad Young, partner with Harris Dowell Fisher and Young.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. All right. For those of you who pay attention to Wall Street, it was a queasy day yesterday. We've been talking a lot about how great Wall Street is doing, but yesterday was the third worst drop in the Dow's history. Dow Jones taking a serious tumble, more than 800 points, 831 to be exact. Experts attribute the free fall to a dip in tech stocks coupled with rising interest rates. Other listings, including NASDAQ and the S&P 500, also suffered major hits on Wednesday. That, of course, triggered markets around the world to also have bad mornings. Charlie, do you think this bull run market of the past decade has come to an end, or is this just a blip?
It would be about the right time. In fact, it's overdue for a correction. And you say it might be the third biggest drop of all time, perhaps in points, but not in percentage. I mean, this is nothing compared to other major corrections. Major correction, I think, is 5 or 10%, and what, it went down 3% yesterday. Maybe it's down 5% from last week, but let's face it, it's highly valued, and we also know that bonds are more attractive because the yields are increasing. And if you can get now 3 or 4% on your bonds, that makes the stock market, which is more risky, a little less attractive. So as quantitative easing is ending and the bond buying by the federal government is declining, yeah, the stock market is taking it. But, you know, as we've always said, do you like to shop at Macy's when the prices are high or when they're low? Obviously, when they're low. And if stocks are going down, this is a buying opportunity.
And a lot of this is the result of an excellent economy, one of the best economies we've ever seen in our country. I mean, that's the reason why interest rates are going up. And so this is, it's kind of like if you like to eat dinner at a fancy restaurant, the result of that might be extra pounds on your waistline. So this is a result of, or a consequence of, the great economy. Is it the end of the bull market? Probably not yet, but it's probably getting close.
All right, let's talk about something that happened at City Hall yesterday. This was in a committee, so it is something that has to still be passed by the full board. But other places have done this around the country, so St. Louis is certainly not the first. But what do we do about Columbus Day has been a conversation for some time. And a committee has passed a resolution to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Sponsoring Alderwoman Christine Ingracia says there are no plans to shut City Hall down or other government offices for the holiday. And again, the plan has to move on to the full board for more debate. Brad, do you think the board should pass this resolution?
Well, the first question that comes to my mind is this the biggest issue that St. Louis City the aldermen have to deal with? I mean, we've got rising crime. We've got a murder rate that is shocking and compared to other cities. And so we're going to spend our time and resources debating whether Columbus Day should be changed to Indigenous Peoples Day. To me, it's a resource issue. And also to me, I always question the retroactive application of current values. So Columbus is now a bad guy compared to our culture today. But that retroactive application, that never works out well.
Well, the thing about Columbus is he wasn't that great a guy when he was the governor of one of those islands in the Caribbean. That's why he was relieved of his duties by the king and the queen. So even by the standards of the day, he had problems. Although I think he was a great explorer in the sense that, you know, he took these primitive ships by our standards and crossed the Atlantic and came to this hemisphere. So there's that. But I thought that the aldermen were going to add an Indigenous Peoples Day So this would replace Columbus Day, huh?
I don't know that for sure.
Oh, okay.
I may have misspoken. It would recognize Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day, so maybe it would be.
Oh, I thought there was going to add like an Indigenous Peoples Day to the calendar. And let's say they do that. I think it's meaningless. Because if you're an Indigenous person, you consider yourself Sioux or Wampanoag or Mohawk. You don't say, hey, I'm an Asian, I'm a European. You say, I'm Korean or I'm German or I'm Italian. You know, Indigenous peoples is something that's created by people who are not Indigenous peoples. Indigenous peoples don't like gather around and have their barbecue or whatever. It's so out of touch that it's hilarious.
I often wonder, though, for people who get really upset about the conversation of doing away with Columbus Day, how does the vast majority of the population celebrate it anyway? Do you celebrate Columbus Day, Brad? I mean, would it be any skin off your nose if we didn't have Columbus Day?
No, but really what it's turned into is an Italian celebration day. I mean, that's really what it is in St. Louis. And my wife just picked up a whole bunch of Italian specialties at Schnucks in celebration of really an Italian celebration. Not so much a celebration of Columbus.
Oh, well, actually, our family goes to Mass the night before, and then we open some of the gifts, and then Grandma comes
holiday.
On over.
The
Invite
household.
Me next year, would you? I will come to that.
Well, I have been to the Columbus Day Parade on the Hill. It's fine. It's okay.
Overtime continues.
That's incredibly cool.
That's awesome.
On KMOX.
All right, I'm hungry. It's 8:42, so I'm already thinking about sandwiches. And St. Louis is full of great sandwich shops, but which one is the best deli? Go to KMOX.com/deli and cast your vote today. All right, it's time for round two of Overtime. We have Brad Young of Harris Dahl Fisher & Young in studio, and of course, Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show. If it's good for one, it's good for all, right? That's what one Pennsylvania legislator is arguing. He has a new proposal that would require all state lawmakers to be tested for illegal drugs. Representative Angel Cruz, or maybe Angel Cruz, submitted House Bill 620 as an amendment to Senate Bill 6. Senate Bill 6 calls for drug testing for Pennsylvanians on welfare and other state assistance programs. And they say, well, if you're on welfare, you're getting money from taxpayers. Well, I guess Representative Cruz believes lawmakers are too, so he says the lawmakers are the lawmakers and not above the law. Charlie, should lawmakers also be drug tested?
Well, I've heard a lot about these lately, where now people are saying that all lawmakers, we should go back into their yearbooks, like we did with Judge Kavanaugh, and also look into their previous drinking, and definitely, and I support this one, going back into Congress and finding out which members of Congress had to pay settlements for sexual harassment. You know, there was $17 million in secret payments since 1995. So I say we look at all these backgrounds. You know, if one side says, hey, you have to be drug tested to complete some sort of performance, all right, how about the lawmaker as well and the judges? And members of the executive branch as well. And at the same time, if we're going to hold judicial nominees to very high standards from their high school days, let's look at everybody's yearbooks and ask their friends if they drank a lot.
Yeah, a drug test. Well, how about an IQ test? I mean, let's get one of those tests before for our politicians. But seriously, you know, I prepare drug-free workplace policies for clients. I represent corporations all across Missouri and Illinois. And I draft these drug-free workplace policies all the time, and they include alcohol. So the question is, should we be drug testing our politicians? Charlie, as you've already mentioned, now in light of Kavanaugh, hashtag Kavanaugh, should we be doing drug testing to include alcohol for our politicians? And at some point, we have to say, you know, how far should we be going with this? And it does point out the silliness of we have to go back to high school now and look at high school yearbooks. But if that's the case, maybe it should be equally applied.
But if you do say, as a lawmaker, you have to be drug tested because we're giving you money, well, we're giving them money too, right?
I mean, every week.
So it's an interesting proposition, as is having a support squirrel. We have talked about support animals a lot. And we know passengers fly with dogs and cats, and miniature horses are okay to fly with if it's your support animal. But now a flying squirrel, a passenger was removed from Frontier Airlines late Tuesday when she attempted to fly with her emotional support squirrel and then refused to get off the plane when she was told she couldn't bring the squirrel on board. Well, I guess if you can fly with dogs and cats, Brad, why not squirrels?
Well, I want to have a support emu is what I want and see if we can get that on a plane. But really, what occurs to me on this is, first of all, most of these are just examples of people who want to ship their animal and not have to pay the shipping charge to put them in the freight below the plane. So they call it a support animal. But really, in my mind, it diminishes the importance of service animals because a lot of people think that these two are equivalent. And a service animal is not the same as a support animal. And the more we extend this to be, yeah, I'm going to bring on my support emu to put on the plane, it diminishes the importance and the significance, I think, of service animals, which are vitally important to disabled people across America.
I was on a flight on Sunday, and man, it seems like these airplanes are getting all the more cramped. And I was next to a woman. It looks like she had brought her support lice.
What? No. You're joking, right?
Well, it looked that way. That's she needed the lice to calm down, at least in her hair anyway.
Oh, I hope you're joking about that because now you're making me itchy. All right, are you done with that topic? Are we moving on?
Oh, I was done with that topic, yes.
I think that was a signal that he's finished, yes.
All right, Sears Holding Corporation has hired a firm to prepare a bankruptcy filing that could come as soon as this week, according to people familiar with the situation. This cash-strapped company that once dominated American retail faces a debt payment deadline. Charlie, will you miss Sears? Or actually, probably when was the last time you shopped at a Sears?
Well, it might have been about 5 years ago. I went to the one in Chesterfield, usually for maybe lawn equipment. Or at one time, I had an edger from Sears, Craftsman, I think. And the only way you could get the blades would be to go to Sears, you know, when you replace those. You know, I'm sorry to see any business go belly up, whether it's Sports Authority or Toys R Us or Sears. And I just want to remind everybody, when you take a look at all the incentives that are given to Amazon.com, unless those same incentives are given to places like Sports Authority and Toys R Us and Sears, do you expect the others to be able to compete fairly? For that matter, until recently, you know that Amazon.com did not have to pay state and local taxes. Now it's paying state taxes, but in many cases, not the local ones. So whereas you buy something from Sears and your tax could be 10%, it's only 4.225% in the state of Missouri because they don't charge the local. So it's incredibly unfair, and I think it's one of the most unreported stories in America today.
The other thing that's unreported about this, and this shows you the evolution or maybe the de-evolution of corporations in America, because Sears right now has approximately 80,000 employees, but they're carrying up to 300,000 retirees on their pension plans. And so the vast majority of all the money at Sears goes to pay retirees. They have more retirees than employees. Amazon isn't going to have that problem. And so it really shows that these older companies are shackled with pensions that newer companies don't have.
Although all of that said, Sears has been on the decline long before Amazon became the giant that it was. So it is a good point, but I think Sears has been in trouble for a long time.
Overtime continues.
If you'd like to celebrate, I'd be okay with that.
On KMOX.
Love it!
Yes, he is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
A little Rick Springfield for you. He's playing this for me, right, Chris? My 9-year-old son loves Rick Springfield. So it's amazing how 80s music is so popular with kids right now. Of course, that's our music, and it's now oldies, which makes me feel really old. But they use all this 80s music in movies and kid shows now, so kids love 80s music.
But he's not the only one in your household.
No,
that
I love
Rick Springfield.
So now I have a date for the Rick Springfield concert in January at Lindenwood. So there you go. Colin Kaepernick has followed up his recent Nike campaign. He's taking steps to protect who can use his likeness going forward. Kaepernick has filed for a trademark for a black and white image of his face and hair. This is being reported by ESPN. The filing with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office claims the image would be used for products such as shampoo and jewelry, as well as seminars and even TV shows and movies. Brad Young, is this a smart move by Kaepernick?
Well, economically, it's brilliant. I mean, if you look at the Nike situation, personally, I don't like it that someone's going to be prospering economically by disrespecting the flag and the national anthem. However, economically, this was brilliant because Nike sales instantly went up. He realizes that this is a marketable sector of our economy, that he can go out and market his resistance. and make profit on that. So from his perspective, it's brilliant. From a macro perspective, I don't care for it.
Couldn't it also, though, keep other people from using his likeness without his permission and making money off of him?
Right, but a person has an absolute right to market their own image. And by trademarking his own image, he's taking that to the next step where it's now enforceable. And it's all about attorney's fees. And listen, my wife is all about attorney's fees.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's really what it is. He can market his image. And if someone takes his image, he can sue them and collect attorney's fees. Brilliant on his part.
On the other hand, if you're a member of the press, you can still take his photo and publish it as much as you want. He has no control over that. It's just if you want to use his image to sell a product, I don't know how many people would do that without his permission anyway. That's actually true for everybody. I mean, I can't use your image, Brad, and sell,
hair care products.
Hair care. Well, no, definitely not hair care.
Oh,
God,
okay.
Love you.
All right.
But, the Beam Central Vacuum or whatever, without your, I think we all have that already, don't we?
But that's what I said. It's about attorney's fees. If someone takes your image and has the Charlie Brennan cookies that they're selling.
Well, yeah.
And you step up and say, I'm going to sue for that. You could, but you couldn't collect attorney's fees. By trademarking it, now you can collect attorney's fees on top of that. That's what this is about, and
well,
it's a good move.
It gets interesting because Pat Roberts, the senator from Kansas, didn't want Claire McCaskill to use his image and words in her commercial. But I think commercial speech is different from, let's say, a political ad, which is, I guess that's an expression of your First Amendment rights, huh?
It is.
Yeah.
All right, real quickly before we run out of time, let's talk about alone time. I can't speak for you, but I enjoy being alone and having me time. Parents apparently have just 32 minutes to themselves every day, and many say they hide from their kids just to get a breather. A study into the everyday lives of 2,000 moms and dads found the typical parent has just over 30 minutes to themselves every day once work and parenting duties are tended to. Charlie, do you think parents need more me time?
Well, let me put it this way. Be careful what you wish for. Because when the kids move out of the house, you'll then say, wow, it's so quiet around here. So I guess it's just the grass is always greener on the other side. When your kids are young, you want more me time or you want more alone time. And then when they go to college, hey, where are the kids? I miss them. So it's the human condition. We're never satisfied.
Yeah, it's a great example of time shifting. You know, like if you want to watch something, you record it on your DVR and you can watch it when it's convenient. This is me time shifting. Because you don't get it when you're a parent. And then when they're gone, you've got lots of me time. So, yeah, parents need it, but at what cost? If they take me time, who's going to watch the kids? We're not going to just hand them an iPhone and say, take care of yourself for the next 30 minutes.
Well, in the meantime, enjoy the me time you get. Like when I walk into the house and it's empty, I'm like, oh, I have the house to myself. It's quiet. All right, it's 8:56. Charlie Brennan show up after the news at the top.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.